As a busker, I always loved playing music to the mall goers. It was a way for me to share my passion with others, and maybe even make a little bit of money on the side. But one day, something strange happened that made me question everything. Not a usual day for me, since it's better. My audience was packed, which resulted to more earnings. As I was playing my guitar and singing my heart out, I noticed a piece of paper being slipped into my guitar case. I opened it up and saw a list of song requests from my audience. But what made it strange was that some of the songs listed were not recorded by the artist mentioned. I continued playing and more requests came in. But some of the songs were never heard by me. And since I'm a pop culture and self-proclaimed music history expert, these songs were not even part of the artist's catalog of recorded songs. And to make matters worse, some of the artists mentioned had already passed away before these songs were released to the public. But the real shock came in when a man approached me, clapping and requesting to play music with me. I was in awe and eventually shocked when I realized that this man was one of my idols, who had died a decade ago. The audience, however, didn't seem to know who the man was. I couldn't explain what was happening until I heard voices, and just a split second, I find myself lying flat on the floor while medical personnel were attending to me. One of them told me that I suddenly fainted while I'm in the middle of my song. Even though I'm back with the usual 8 to 10 number of audience, with a few bills and coins as a reward, good thing that I'm back to the world I'm supposed to belong. Though I still felt unease after my set, due to the thought that life can be ended in a snap, unknowingly on our end, or be transported seamlessly to a different universe, if that is the case. Story number 2. I was walking down the street when a bicycle bumped into me. I fell to the ground and everything went black. When I woke up, I was in a hospital bed. The doctors told me that I had been in a coma for 3 days. I couldn't remember anything from the past few days, but I assume it was just a side effect of the accident. But then, something strange happened. I was watching the local news when I saw a video of a car accident that had happened in a different country. And there, in the background of the footage, was me. I was standing on the sidewalk, watching as the accident unfolded. I couldn't believe it. I had never been to that country, and I had no memory of being there. But there I was, clear as day, on national television. I tried to brush it off as a coincidence and thought that person just looks like me and with the same set of clothing. But then, it happened again. A few days later, I saw another doppelganger in another news broadcast, this time as a witness of a murder in a different city. Though this person's name was not mentioned nor stated by text, I can no longer discount that this was another coincidence, since this is definitely me. And as I mentioned before, I don't have any recollection. I was there when the interview transpired, and I can safely say that I know some people or witnesses that can attest that I was in a different place when the interview happened. I started to feel like I was losing my mind. And what I've read from some conspiracy forums in the internet, was I experiencing some kind of glitch Was I sleeping between different dimensions or alternate universes? I couldn't explain it, but I knew something was wrong. And I think that the bicycle accident had something to do with it. Though, there still must be a rational explanation. So I tried searching online if there are uploaded archive videos of the news where I saw myself. But until today, I'm unable to find one. I've even sent an email to the Two News program who broadcasted this news. I did get a response from the news program involving my doppelganger who witnessed a murder. They told me that they've checked their archives and assured that they did not cover that report. In relation to the news where I saw myself in a foreign land, I haven't still got a response. To this day, I still don't understand or even found a natural explanation on what I've witnessed. But I can't help but wonder if there are parallel versions of me out there, living a completely different life in a different world. Story number 3. It was a sunny Sunday afternoon. I was having lunch with my parents, siblings, with each of their families, inside my parents' home. We were all having a great time, laughing and chatting, when something strange happened. Suddenly, my family didn't recognize me. They looked at me like I was a complete stranger. And they even called the police to arrest me for trespassing. And one of my brothers even pulled a gun. I was shocked and confused, but I knew I had to get out there. I managed to move out to avoid arrest and confrontation that may somehow end to violence. But I couldn't shake the feeling that something was terribly wrong. When I checked my wallet, I realized that my identification documents were missing and other documents that can be used to identify me. And there was no public information about me, including my social media accounts. Unluckily, I also left my phone, just a few bucks inside my wallet, to pass the day. To make matters worse, when I tried to contact my friends and work colleagues using a fake phone, they didn't recognize me either. It was like I had never existed in their world. I was completely lost and alone, and I had no idea what was happening to me. When doing research inside an internet cafe, I discovered that I might have been transported to a different world or dimension. Or worse, a conspiracy where a person can be erased from the memories that who know him or her. As I remember, it's somehow related to what they call the Mandela effect. The thought was terrifying, but it was the only explanation that made sense. For 3 days, I wandered around, trying to find my way back to my own world. But then, I received the news that my family had filed a missing person report. They had been searching for me, and they eventually found me. When I reunited with my family, they didn't remember anything that had happened. To them, it was just a regular lunch with their son and uncle to my nephew and nieces. But for me, it was a terrifying glitch in reality that I will never forget.